it's time for celebrity theme songs. Writing songs about celebrities. Celebrities.
Now, why did you choose not to sing lead just then?
Well, because you got to change it up.
Well, but we both were singing harmony lines, and then it wasn't grounded, and then you fully dropped out and just did oohs on top.
I really want to work out the, it's time for a celebrity theme song, come along. That's a part that I hear in my head, but
yeah,
I just never
so
sing it right.
Huey wants to do that, which is great. But if you're also doing oohs, then
listen,
I'm just doing the bass line of the lyrics.
I just wanted to fuck around, okay?
I get it, but
I just,
look, if we don't start strong.
But that's what a podcast is, Keith. It's just three friends fucking around in microphones, and we need to convey that.
That's true.
You guys want to try it again?
No. it is Celebrity Theme Song, the podcast where we write a song about celebrity.
Yes, we were supposed to have a guest today, but they dropped out, so we're going to do a quick, fun, kabam episode for you. It's going to be short but packed.
Yeah. But how has everybody's day been so far?
That's a good question.
Well, my day's been lovely. My fiance came back from Hawaii, as we all know. So I'm
aloha to her.
Thank you. I will deliver the message.
Yes.
So I'm very excited to be here, you know, with my two broskies.
That's right.
Very nice. Alex?
Well, my day's been okay. I've taken up surfing recently.
Right.
I love to
You
talk.
Can tell by his tan.
That's true.
My face
you are
a tan boy now.
My face,
tan.
My face has tanned because of all the time in the sun.
And your arms.
I feel like my arms, look, actually,
bro,
you can
bro,
see.
How are you about to know me right now?
I wear a wetsuit, so it is impossible for my body to
you
be
You still
tan.
Are spending so much
that
time out in the doors. Look at
look
your
at,
arms,
look,
bro.
You can literally see there's a line of hand tan that goes into the Casper White arm tan. Nothingness.
Okay, first of all, you might be right about that. I might have to concede here.
Yeah.
But I don't concede fully because you are more sun-kissed than I've ever known you.
Yeah,
thank
still
you.
There's those moments on the beach when you're doing your Instagrams about how the surfing day's been going. And sometimes you're shirtless. Sometimes.
I don't think I've ever been shirtless
really?
In one of those. I don't think so.
Hmm.
Maybe. I try
I
to leave.
Projected on you.
Honestly, I try to leave the wetsuit on so I don't get sunburnt.
That makes sense.
Alex shirtless on an Instagram story
I
would
just don't
be
think
so
that's something
exciting
I do.
For me.
That doesn't sound like Alex Lewis.
No.
But I went surfing this morning, and I've actually been getting pretty good, but today was a shitty day. I fell off the board several times.
Oh.
I caught maybe three waves, which was, you know, pretty frustrating.
Oh.
And, you know, watching just like all these other people surf by me and, you know, just thinking, I want that.
So you'll probably
really
just
upset.
Give up now, right?
Probably.
Yeah, just never
over.
Surf
yeah.
again?
No, I'm actually going back tomorrow. What about you, Keith? What have you been up to?
Well, today at 8 a.m., some tree trimmers from the city came by to trim the tops of the trees in my backyard that were close to the power lines.
Wow.
And then at 9 a.m., a team of two gentlemen came to close up all the gaps in my crawl space so that rodents and other critters won't keep dying down there. So
yuck.
So several hundred dollars later, and I think they're still there working because there was more than they thought there was.
Well, wow. Now Keith,
just like openings. They have to close off an opening, and to do it correctly, you have to like tear stuff up and then rebuild it. So it's a whole thing.
But Keith, you love to cook. I would think that free dead critters,
free
would
rats,
be, yeah, delicious for you.
Well, I'd rather kill them myself if I'm going to cook them.
Oh,
if they're
wow.
already dead, I don't know what they died from. They could have parasites. They could have all sorts of problems.
Sprinkles on the cone.
The parasites?
Mm-hmm. The parasite is the bacon wrap of the
possum sandwich.
I don't think you guys have ever had a parasite. I don't think you want a parasite.
What if you cook it?
Oh, Alfred, when we first got him, he had a worm, the worms, the like the gut worms, the worms,
oh,
that,
yeah.
tapeworms.
Ooh.
And when tapeworms, they come out your butt.
Oh, God.
Little worm segments come out your butt. And
no.
then they crawl around to try to get eaten by somebody else.
No.
That's how they work.
Very disturbing.
No.
I'm sorry, but that's
no.
how they work.
So much.
Haven't
so.
You ever heard the System of a Down song, Pulled the Tapeworm Out of Your Ass?
You are not serious.
That's a real song. I don't think that's what it's called, but there is a breakdown where it's like, pull the tapeworm out of your ass. Hey, pull
no.
the tapeworm. You've never heard that?
This is why I didn't listen to System of a Down growing
Dude,
up.
System of a Down fucking rocks.
Yeah, but who wants to hear a song about a tapeworm coming out of your ass? I guess a lot
system
of people.
Of a
system
band.
Of a Down fans. Yeah, okay, respect.
Well, we'll try to keep that out of our song today since it's so disgusting to Huey.
It's really.
But our celebrity is going to be Serge Tankian, yeah. lead singer of System
We don't
of
know.
Down.
We, you know, we were like, what celebrity are we passionate about?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm trying to think of ones that I am really passionate about. And I'm trying never to pick musicians as that. But it's tough because they are celebrities in their
sure.
own right. And they're quite, I'm passionate about them sometimes. But like an actor celebrity that I'm passionate about.
Seth Rogen? Will Ferrell?
I mean, Seth Rogen's in the news with the new Mario.
He's
going to be Donkey Kong.
Oh, right. DK.
That's right.
Great.
Donkey
casting.
Kong is here.
I just watched Eurovision at Alex's recommendation. Great recommendation, bro. Loved it. Recommended it to my brother. So Will Ferrell could be a great option.
I mean, Will Ferrell, he's a riot.
He's a riot.
I think he's hilarious. I strive to be him
you
in some
Will
ways.
You have Will Ferrell energy. I see that.
You know, I remember when I first saw Will Ferrell in like old school and he was like so funny and in like SNL, but he was always not fit.
Mm-hmm.
He was always that skinny fat, like flabby, and that gave me inspiration.
Well, we're already kind of
that made me think I could do that. I can also be funny and not in shape.
Why don't we do Will Ferrell? I feel like we're
already
we
in
do
it.
Love Will Ferrell. Yeah, and all I don't right. really know a ton about him.
It's time for celebrity theme song. Writing songs about celebrities. It's time for celebrity theme song. Songs about celebrities. Celebrities.
The Will Ferrell episode. Okay, let's do the classic real quick. The shortest bio that we get from Wikipedia before we look at the rest of their Wikipedia entry as the only source we use as the main source. But it's a good source. I think I love Wikipedia. I don't donate, but I love them anyway. I have donated once.
Wow. Respect.
Just once.
Have you ever contributed?
Not outside of a donation. No, I tried to write something once and it was immediately.
Hey, if you're listening to this right now, go ahead and donate to our Patreon.
Oh, yeah, join us on
fuck Wikipedia.
Patreon.com/Lou Burger for all the juicy, juicy BTS of
it's
our life.
Juicy.
Okay, he was born July 16th, 1967.
Whoa.
He's an American actor, comedian, producer, and writer, obviously. He first established himself in SNL. He was there from 1995 to 2002, and he starred in Elf, which was, I mean, for me, like, what really made him the most famous man ever. Like, he was already cool, but Elf was huge. Kicking and Screaming, which is the soccer movie. Talladega Nights.
It's, like, weird. I mean, Elf is obviously a big one, but, like, Anchorman is not the first one.
What about that sketch with the landlord? Listed.
Oh, yeah. Well,
that's the first Funny or Die video.
He founded the comedy website Funny or Die with Adam McKay. He was in The Other Guys, The Campaign, Get Hard, Holmes and Watson, Curious George, Megamind.
Holmes and Watson? Nobody even saw that.
I don't know why these are the ones that the Wikipedia entry man
Curious
chose.
George? Like, nobody...
Oh, hold on. He's considered a member of...
What are you
of,
donating to Wikipedia for?
He's considered a member of the Frat Pack, a generation of leading Hollywood comic actors who emerged in the late 90s and early 2000s, including Jack Black, Ben Stiller, Steve Carell, Vince Vaughn, and brothers Owen and Luke
Wilson. I was going to say Owen Wilson's got to be in there.
I didn't know that they had like a name for the groups of
Me
them.
Either.
I just thought they made movies together.
That's got to be because of Old School.
Right.
Because
yes, that was when they all... But Jack Black wasn't in Old School, was he?
No, but he sort of came to prominence with
but
those
Jack
people.
Jack Black doesn't seem like he actually
He's not a
is
member
in
of
that
the frat
circle.
Pack, no.
Yeah.
I think he is. He was in Tropic Thunder with Ben Stiller.
But that's the only one.
Let me think about that. Orange County? Who's in Orange
I
County?
I feel like Jack Black is sort of in his own thing.
He doesn't need a frat pack.
Yeah, he's...
That's
he's
true.
He's Jack Black.
Well, he's in Tenacious D.
Yeah, exactly.
He's the D.
The movie, he mentions a movie he was in, Stranger Than Fiction, which I thought was beautiful.
That was a great movie.
Such a great movie. I always think about it when I think about my taxes.
Now, one thing I...
Because the character's getting audited, and the way they keep their receipts is very similar to how I keep my receipts, just stuffed in an envelope somewhere in a drawer with like, 2009,
yep.
You know, like, written on it. And I'm like, hope that's going to be good.
Yep.
I don't really do very good accounting. But that's why I have an accountant, and they do the good accounting.
Yes. One thing I do know about Will Ferrell is I believe he got his start at the Groundlings.
I believe you're right, but let's jump down here to the Groundlings. Before joining the Groundlings, his attempts at stand-up comedy had little success, so he was a failed stand-up comedian in some ways. He started in advanced classes and grew to love improvisation. He realized he also liked to impersonate people. One of his favorites was Harry Carey, which he does on SNL. It's so funny, the baseball announcer. He created original characters. He loved to make things with Chris Kattan, so I guess they were friends. They were the Butabi brothers who go out to dance clubs. We all know it from the What Is Love head bobbing song.
Yeah, I watched that movie recently, and Will Ferrell just out acts and out comedies the
Night
shit
at the Roxbury.
Out of Chris Kattan.
Night at the Roxbury. Thank you, Aaron.
Yeah. And he apparently worked at an auction house while taking classes, which is very funny. I don't think he actually did the auctioneering, but he could have, but he didn't. I'm just looking at, I love reading all these things about them because it is funny what movies they choose to like list off. But let's back it up. He was born in 1967 in Irvine, California.
Maybe we should do a little like Fly Me to the Moon type vibes.
Oh, I love
that.
In
honor of the Frat Brat Pack.
Yeah, a little old. Yeah.
Oh,
let me
I
just
see.
Cop the chords really quick.
What, I mean, it's a pretty simple one. What do you call it? A lounge singer.
A little lounge singer
he
vibe.
He is definitely a lounge singer vibe. I mean, that is Ron Burgundy. Ron Burgundy is sort of a lounge singer
well,
vibe.
Well, he also played Robert Goulet on SNL.
Yes, he did. Very Goulet! Okay, so he was a child of Betty Kay, who was a teacher, taught at the Old Mill Elementary School and Santa Ana College, and Roy Lee Farrell Jr., who played saxophone and keyboard. So he was actually a child of some educators and some musicians. Played for the Righteous Brothers, which are
his dad
played for the Righteous Brothers.
Yeah,
Will Farrell?
No, his dad.
Wow, that's cool.
His parents were from North Carolina. They moved to California, but probably because of the music scene. And
that makes sense why he does so much music stuff.
Like, it does.
Step Brothers, Eurovision.
Grew up under his father doing like music stuff, so he's probably always like loving to rip him a little bit with funny music sketches.
I think he's got a Christmas musical movie coming out pretty soon.
Will
Ryan Reynolds, yeah.
Wow.
He is the child of divorce, but he said of the divorce, "I was the type of kid who would say, hey, look at the bright side. We have two Christmases." The divorce was amicable. Both parents were committed to their children. The biggest problem with his father's line of work, as a person in show business, his paychecks were never steady. And he traveled from his home for months at a time. Growing up in this environment made Farrell not want to go into show business and instead have a steady job. Whoops. He first attended school at Culverdale Elementary. Later went to a different middle school. Who cares about what schools he went to?
Yeah.
He was a kicker for the school's varsity football team.
Wow.
Wow. Also the soccer team and captain of the basketball team. He was an athlete? Wow. What a surprise. He was on the student council. He called third grade a pivotal year. Because he realized he could make his classmates laugh if he pretended to smash his head against the wall or if he tripped and fell on purpose.
Oh,
he said it was
God.
A great way to make friends.
Wow.
He said the dullness of Irvine contributed to the growth of his humor. That's really funny. So, you know, he was an athlete in high school, but as a kid, you know, in third grade was when he discovered his comedic sense and also how it could help him make friends. Ooh, that's beautiful. Tend to trip and fall to make friends and eventually make ends meet.
Nice.
Maybe he put auctioneering on the shelf as soon as he became everyone's favorite elf.
Ooh.
Yeah, I think and soon became America's favorite elf.
Got to do something with the landlord kid. Funny or Die.
Oh, what if we ended? Yeah, the landlord kid on Funny or Die is good. What if we also ended the song with what is like Ron Burgundy's "Hasta Luego, Go San Diego"? Is that am I right about that? Right. What is it?
Did
"Stay Classy, San Diego"?
"Hasta Luego, San Diego."
I don't know how I came up with that.
"Afternoon Delight" was also a big.
That was a huge.
That. Yeah. He goes streaking, I believe, in Old School.
All right. Maybe something about him being, you know, his body type, leading man, flabby leading man, skinny fat. Inspiration for all of us.
I think that he was sort of the prototype dad bod.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think dad bod sort of came from people looking at him.
Probably right about that.
He was the father of dad bod.
Yes. One, a two, a one.
Big feet put auctioneering on the shelf and soon became America's favorite elf. Did he invent the dad bod? It's not a really good transition. But there's some stuff in there. I don't know if he has big feet. He's a big guy. He must. Big guys have big feet.
Big guys have big feet.
We'll say he's got big feet.
Is it rude for us to just sort of put that out there?
No, you're a big guy. You got big feet.
Let's see.
I know,
you know what? There's
what
no way that a website doesn't know if he's got big feet. Let's see.
Oh,
he's
yeah. Like check out. See if Will Ferrell's on Wikifeet.
Will Ferrell, oh big God. Feet?
I mean, he's got to be.
Question mark?
His feet have been on camera before.
Let's see. Will Ferrell, height, weight, body measurements, shoe size, vital stats.
Vital. I must know his foot size.
All right, let's see. Okay. Feet and shoe size. Oh, he's a 10.
No, he is not the same foot
that
size as me.
Can't be.
That's what
he's,
it says.
Oh is how tall is he?
6'3".
No That's impossible. Way. No he would way. Be falling down all the time.
He would okay. topple.
That's not a big enough base for such a large man. I think it's a lie.
I don't know.
Where did you get it? What's the website?
This is celebrityinside.com, and they would know.
Check no. Celebrity Outside.
No. There's plenty of celebrities who have made people think they're taller than they are, too.
All right, hold True. On. I'm on celeb.
Why is he so...
I'm on celebily.com.
I guess I gotta change it to small feet. I can't believe such a throwaway line is such a controversy for me right now. Yeah, how could he have size 10 feet?
Keith, how tall are you?
I'm 6'3".
And how big are your feet?
I have almost 14s. I have 13 wow. wides. 13 wow. and a half wide.
Wow. I'm 5'10 with a 9.5 foot.
So on celebily.com, the star has an American size 10.
What?
That's a different website.
It's two different websites?
I yes. would say his comedy is America size 10 out of 10. That's right. Okay, all right. How many toes are on those feet?
Like he's only got 3.
What if he's missing all of his toes, and that's why he lacks the last,
wow,
like,
you
2
are,
inches.
I feel like you are
it's
so charged up
me.
By this.
I can't believe it either.
It doesn't make sense, no. Alex.
But some people just don't have the feet size you think they're going to have, Keith.
I know, but you have to understand that proportions... It doesn't make sense. How does he keep his balance?
I understand that it's small feet for a large man.
I'd love to put my foot next to Keith's foot and imagine Keith standing with feet my size. Just don't know if it's going to translate on the podcast. But that's how we could tell what it would really look like. Because you're the same height as Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
And I've got basically the same shoe size. What size shoe are you, Daddy Lou?
I'm a 10.
Oh.
So I'm the
Well,
same.
You guys are right next to each other. Oh. Let's just put the feet next to each other.
Bring them up.
It's you know, we're putting them side by side.
You know why? It's because they're both going away from each other.
Mm.
Hold on, let me get this other
there
one
we
up.
Go. It's still not as drastic as
you
I would
think
have thought.
It would be.
I would.
You think it would be?
I would have thought it would have been
right.
more.
I thought it would be more too. Are you sure you're? But he, maybe he's, you have running shoes on.
I do have running
so,
shoes.
So okay, so here's why. I look at the back heel of his shoe.
Oh, is it thick?
It stretches out backwards because those are like the similar to the Nike running shoes that come out an inch behind your heel.
Guess what, fellas? I'm a 10 and a half.
Take your shoe off.
Let's do shoes off.
Take your fucking shoe off.
Let's go.
Foot on the table.
There we go. Foot on the table.
Foot
no
on
shoes.
The table.
We need to write this song
no.
before I guess.
Foot
yes,
on the
okay.
table. Look at that.
You're a whole
now
toe
we
size
see.
Bigger.
Now we see the difference.
Should we just
good boy.
Should we
good
just
boy.
Should we just take so the dicks out? I feel like that's where this is going.
I didn't think that's where it was going, but I'm not afraid to go there.
You are not. All right.
Okay, well, I changed the line to small feet. That's what that whole conversation eventually...
Are we saying that that's a small foot?
Yes, that's a small
it's
foot.
It's not a small
for
foot.
For a six foot three man.
You know what? I've got a bigger foot than him now that you mentioned it.
True.
I'm 10 and a half.
I have a smaller foot. I don't have small feet, but they're, you know, they're appropriate
but
for my size.
But your dick is small is what you're saying. I'll cut this. I'm sorry.
That's
I'm so sorry.
You know what? That's neither here nor there.
I'll cut it. I'll cut this.
Or will you? I'm going to say something now that you can never cut. I love you, Alex. I love you.
Oh, wow. What could rhyme with dad bod?
Fat.
Hot rod?
Frat.
Was he in Hot Rod? No. That
no.
Was, I don't
that's
think he should have been in it, though.
No, he's in Talladega Nights, which is why you think that.
Right.
Frat.
Pod.
Oh, frat mod. Like he modified the fraternity because he was too old for the fraternity. No?
Nice. No. I mean, honestly, the fact that you put that works technically. It's a little bit of a stretch for the listeners, but I'm down to make them listen to it anyway.
Why not?
Or is he just a frat mod?
We're not going to say anything about how he was on SNL or in
No,
Anchorman. Okay.
Not a chance.
What
okay,
about
wait.
What about the landlord? Frat bod landlord. A nice errand like that.
I need something that rhymes with frat pack.
Frat pack.
Maybe that includes SNL or Anchorman or...
Okay, he was on Celebrity Jeopardy. He played Alex Trebek. Ooh. That's close.
All right. How about which really shouldn't include Jack Black?
Oh, I see.
It's all like a song that starts out singing to Will Ferrell because it's just, do you remember third grade? You'd hit. It's like, so it's Will Ferrell walks in the room. He sees us, and suddenly we start to sing the song to him.
One, two, a one, two, three.
Do you remember third grade? You'd hit your head on a wall, or pretend to trip and fall, to make friends and eventually make ends meet. Proportionally small feet put auctioneering on the shelf, and soon became our favorite elf, and created generational wealth. Will Ferrell, a great member of the frat pack, which really shouldn't include Jack Black. Will Ferrell, did he invent the dad bod, or is he just a frat mod? Stay classy, San Diego.
Oh my god.
Hey, you know what?
That was a celebrity theme song. Writing songs about celebrities. That was a celebrity theme song. Come on, writing song about celebrities. Celebrities.
Hey, thank you so much for checking out this episode of Celebrity Theme Song. Don't forget to follow us at Lewberger. Go sign up for our Patreon, patreon.com/Lewberger. Follow Huey Stonefish at Huey Stonefish. Follow Keith Habersberger at Keith Habs. And follow me at I8,
a thumbtack.
Have a good one, San Diego.
Great.